WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
And we begin this morning with First Weather and Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. It's still a little damp and chilly this morning.
Yeah, there's some water still on the road, so you might have some mist hitting your windshield this morning. But temperatures fairly comfortable on either side of 50 degrees. Actually, we'll call that upper 40s across New Jersey. Skies have cleared out nicely, so we'll see some good sunshine this morning before clouds build again around the middle of the afternoon. It'll be breezy, but still fairly mild today. Highs reaching into the lower 60s. All around, reads like a pretty nice day. Now, there is a chance for a shower or sprinkle this evening, and then it'll be partly cloudy and seasonably cool overnight. Lows mostly in the lower 40s. Cooler tomorrow, mid-50s. Next chance for rain arrives on Friday. Right now, Mays Landing 48, Belleville 51, and Hamilton 46.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02, as New Jersey Decides coverage kicks off this morning. Democrats have crashed their blue wave over New Jersey, taking almost total control of Garden State government on all levels. Big wins for congressional candidates and in some key local races, relegating Republican opposition deeper into the fringes. Voter turnout in New Jersey was high for a midterm election, some counties reporting over 40%, unheard of in a congressional election. Our coverage begins at the top of the ticket, where the GOP had hoped to bounce corruption-tainted Bob Menendez out of his Senate seat. In the end, it wasn't much of a race, as undecideds coalesced around Menendez, delivering him a decisive victory and leaving Republicans without a New Jersey Senate seat since 1972.
The race was negative from start to finish, and so was election night. At Bob Hugin's event, his supporters chanted "lock him up" when the candidate mentioned Menendez.
We have a lot of work left to do in this state, right? We know that. The people of Jersey do deserve better.
Menendez didn't mention Hugin, though got in a final jab at his business career at Celgene that helped fund millions of dollars in attack ads.
I'm so proud that New Jerseyans rejected the politics of personal destruction and the false, negative, salacious ads. Goodbye to all of that.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We're going to have a closer look at the congressional races in a minute, but Democrats could control all but one seat by the time all the votes are counted in the Garden State. Full election coverage and returns available county by county at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures coming in the 40s and 50s this morning. A sunny start today, but clouds will build around the middle of the afternoon. Breezy, mild highs in the lower 60s, and then showers could move in for parts of the Garden State tonight. Dan has an early look at your weekend weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. And still ahead, both the local and national implications of the blue congressional wave, what it means for New Jersey, and how much more it may cost you in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s today. Sunny to start today. Highs in the lower 60s, but clouds will build this afternoon, and that could bring some rain tonight. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. President Trump has called Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her and her party for taking control of the House. Trump's senior advisor and Jersey girl, Kellyanne Conway, vowed the White House will work with Democrats.
This is also a president who intends to be very busy during the lame duck session. The nation's business goes on, even in lame duck, and there are a number of issues that are very important to this president, this country, that he wants them to attend to as well.
In winning the House majority, Democrats have gained power to investigate the president and help shape the nation's political agenda for the next 2 years. How did it shake out in New Jersey? By the time all the votes are counted, all but one New Jersey House seat may be controlled by Democrats, turning a light purple state solidly blue. Patrick Lavery joins us live with what you need to know about the results this morning. Patrick?
Well, Eric, when we were all talking yesterday, we thought we'd wake up today with at least one race still close to call, too close to call, and indeed that is what has happened. Two-term Republican incumbent Tom MacArthur leading, but sweating out a challenge from Democrat Andy Kim in the 3rd Congressional District, the margin fewer than 2,500 votes right now. In the 11th, in Republican hands since 1985, in the domain of retiring Rodney Frelinghuysen since 95, we ran the numbers and a remarkable turnout. Close to 50% vaults a Democrat, political newcomer Mikey Sherrill, into office. Five-time GOP incumbent Leonard Lance loses in the 7th to Tom Malinowski. In the 2nd District, also flipping blue last night. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Full election coverage, county by county, at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Voters did approve the only statewide ballot issue up for consideration last night. It is going to saddle future New Jersey generations with even more crushing debt. By 90,000 votes, the school bond issue passed, giving Democrats the power to borrow another $500 million for undefined school projects. Voters elected the NAACP president to be sheriff in Bergen County after former sheriff Michael Saudino resigned amid a racist scandal. Saudino was caught on tape spewing racist hate speech. Anthony Cureton, NAACP president and a retired Englewood police officer, won last night's election. Then in Somerset County, that's where a judge suspended the counting of mail-in votes until later this morning due to the huge volume of ballots. As many as 20,000 people may have mailed in their votes, overwhelming staffers. They will have until Thursday to count them all. Authorities in Mountain Lakes are releasing more details on the disappearance of a 15-year-old boy last month.
On October 30th, Thomas Colding allegedly left home with his backpack and $1,000 following an argument with his parents over his grades. He left his cell phone, computer, and video gaming systems behind. Colding's parents say he is an honor student at Mountain Lakes High School and he may have run away because he was under a lot of pressure. Shortly after his disappearance, he was spotted on surveillance camera at the Denville and Newark train stations. Police believe he then went on to New York Penn Station, but they do not have any footage to confirm that theory. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The man brutally beaten on Halloween night over a bag of candy has finally undergone surgery to repair a broken jaw, shattered when a group of teens beat him with a pipe. Daniel Peterson was attacked after he refused to hand over his 15-year-old cousin's candy bag. Surgeons pull all of Peterson's teeth now, then repair and wire his jaw shut. Recovery is likely to take 6 weeks or more. A month ago, New Jersey was granted a one-year extension to become compliant with the Federal Real ID Act, which sets strict standards for driver's licenses. One civil liberties leader says Real ID is actually a security risk and Jersey should be promoting another kind of driver's license altogether.
Amol Sinha of the Jersey ACLU says the Real ID program will require you to submit several documents verifying your identity, and all of that information will be put in a database that will be available
to law enforcement across the country, which we think jeopardizes our security and privacy.
Instead, he wants Jersey to offer a license to anyone who can drive and submit a utility or cell phone bill as proof they are a Garden State resident.
We need to make sure that we have access to licenses for as many people as possible.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
When you go underground to catch the PATH train, you lose your cell service. But not anymore. PATH officials say they're finally going to offer AT&T and T-Mobile cell service in all underground facilities, but it may not be up and running until early next year. Temperatures in the Garden State this morning starting out of the 40s and 50s. 60 will probably do it for the high today. Some sunshine will be around this morning, but it'll cloud up this afternoon, and that could bring more rain tonight. Does that mean it's going to rain right on through the weekend? We'll get an extended look at the forecast from Dan, and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we're bringing our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Everybody dealing with an election hangover, Dan. We could lose a little sunshine this morning.
And that's exactly what we'll get. Skies have cleared nicely overnight. It's cool this morning, 40s and 50s on the board across the Garden State. We'll enjoy sunshine for most of today. Clouds will start to build in again around the middle of the afternoon. I think we'll call it partly sunny at that point. It will be a bit breezy and still mild. Highs will reach into the lower 60s today. Normal for this time of year, just to keep you grounded, would be about 58 to 60 degrees, so we're just a little bit above that today. Should be a pretty nice day. Until this evening, weak little storm system travels through, and I can't rule out a few showers or sprinkles as we get into the evening hours. The rest of the overnight looks fine, partly cloudy and seasonably cool. Lows in the lower 40s, some 30s and patchy frost possible in the coolest spots. And in general, we have a cooling trend over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, we'll again see plenty of sunshine, but no more 60s, highs limited to the mid-50s. Close to normal, we're definitely back to jacket weather, but overall a decent early November day. Lower 50s on Friday, and it'll be our next chance for rain. And I think that rain could be steady or heavy at times throughout the day on Friday. Timing is still very much up in the air regarding this storm system. It could start raining as early as Thursday night, and some of that rain may linger into Saturday morning, say as late as 8 a.m. But right now, I think a safe bet is Friday is the wet day. We'll have to see how it wiggles earlier or later as it gets a little closer. And then along comes the weekend, and it gets even colder. It will be bright and sunny on Saturday, but a gusty wind bringing in that cooler air will see a high temperature only around 50 degrees. Sunday, the coolest of the bunch. Sunny skies, but highs only mid to upper 40s to close out the weekend. Just about time to bundle up around here. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, whether it's a blue wave or not is going to be debated, but Democrats had big pickups in the Garden State. When all the votes are counted, only one congressional seat may remain in Republican hands. Future generations will be saddled with even more debt. Voters narrowly approved borrowing $500 million for undefined school projects. In sports, Devils fall to the Senators, Rangers over the Canadiens, Nets blow out the Suns. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. We'll have plenty of sunshine this morning, temperatures in the 40s and 50s, a jacket probably a good idea, but we should see lower 60s later today. Clouds build, it'll be breezy, and we'll see a chance for a shower or sprinkle maybe late this afternoon, more likely this evening. Shouldn't amount to very much. New Jersey First News time, still 519.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Wednesday morning, day after Election Day. Full election results are available at NJ1015.com. We're going to have some sunshine around this morning, but clouds coming in this afternoon, and that might mean we could see some rain again tonight. We have some more key election results from around the nation this morning as Democrat Jackie Rosen has defeated incumbent Republican Dean Heller in a hard-fought battle for a U.S. Senate seat in Nevada. That gives Democrats a key pickup in the chamber. Rosen ousted Heller, who had been in office since he was appointed to fill a vacancy in 2011. Heller was considered the most vulnerable Republican running for re-election to the U.S. Senate this year, as the only one seeking another term in a state that Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Republican Adam Laxalt has conceded the Nevada governor's race to Democrat Steve Sisolak, who repeatedly campaigned on a pledge to stand up to President Trump. Will it wind up lowering your property taxes? The state has launched a new web portal designed to help towns become partners and save you money.
Former Harding Township Mayor Nick Platt, who is now serving as a shared services czar for the Garden State, says the web portal gives municipal leaders answers to questions about shared services, and also
it's showing other mayors and elected officials what other towns have done. They're not going to have to reinvent the wheel.
We're not telling towns they have to merge or consolidate, says Platt. We're giving them practical information about what can work best for them so they can cut costs and pass the savings along to their residents. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 524. Drug offense, arrest, drug overdose, arrest, repeat. Looking to break this vicious cycle, law enforcement in Monmouth County say their Cuffs to Beds initiative has been very successful in reducing repeat offenders while getting them the help they need and freeing up time for their officers.
Cuffs to Beds give certain drug offenders a chance to accept treatment and avoid the justice system, perhaps have their charges dropped. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Cremiccioni says officers responding to a drug call can immediately inject a recovery specialist into the situation.
These recovery specialist teams are really successful at trying to convince that person to seek necessary treatment.
Cremiccioni says about 65% of those reached with the program have accepted some form of treatment. In Freehold, Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. Temperatures around the state this morning starting out in the 40s and 50s. 60 will probably do it for the high. Rain is moving out. Still a little damp and chilly this morning, but we'll see some sunshine later today. Won't last. Clouds are coming back in this afternoon, and that may bring some rain for this evening. But will it be raining as we push into the weekend? We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, our New Jersey Decides election coverage continues from the top of the ticket with Bob Menendez down to some local races. What does it ultimately mean for the Garden State? We'll have more, and we'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares erased earlier gains to close mostly lower today. Most Asian benchmarks spent a large share of Wednesday in positive territory, but retreated in late trading. The future contracts for the Dow and S&P marginally higher. Wall Street did close higher overnight, appearing on an upbeat course. Futures higher with a contract for the Dow up a tenth of a percent. 25,661 is where the market should open this morning, but that can change as traders digest the results of the midterm elections. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Our news directors, Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.